left off discussing a very fundamental machlokas rishonim when it comes to cases of parashas, trumos, and maestros, and cases of chalav. We pointed out the Rambam, Tereches, Alachabes, Epochus, Bikurim, where the Rambam writes that there are different windows of parasha. One can be mafresh at an earlier time, one can be mafresh at a later time. Our sugi, when it comes to chalav, you could do so before Lisha, or you could do so after Lisha. And that Poshim Shah, part of the Chiddush HaTosus, even if the Tchilas Lisha occurs on Erev Yontif, nonetheless, that is not the typical time of Afrasha, and therefore, if the Gemar Lisha occurs on Yontif, even though in principle you could have been Mafresh before, but in practice we are Mafresh later, so therefore that is considered to be comparable to a case where an Issa was created on Yontif, where one certainly is allowed to be Mafresh. When you look in that Rambam, the Rambam does not comment in terms of a preference. The Rambam says you could do so for Tchilas Lisha, you could do so for Gemar Lisha, and there the Ravid is Masig, that yes, b'dieved, that's true, that Enya Falasos came, but that is far from ideal. The ideal form of Afrashe is La'achar, La'achar Lisha. Oh, and the Raya that the Ravid writes is because, after all, if you're going to argue that one should be Mafresh at Tchilas Lisha, why is it at that point in time that Achilas Arai is considered to be Mutter? It must be, if Achilas Arai is indeed Mutter, it is not yet Tevel, and therefore the appropriate time to be Mafresh is after the Isser Tevel is Chal. So the Ravid tells us the following. There are two very different types of Afreshes. Sometimes a person can be Mafresh in order to uproot an Isser Tevel. The Isser Tevel is Chal, and Ayah de Afresha, the Isser Tevel is Paka. There's another possibility that a person can be mafresh before the Isser Tevel is chal, and that will prevent the Isser Tevel from ever kicking in. So one form of hafresh is to be monea, the Isser Tevel milochel, and the other is to be matir, to be mafkia, the Isser Tevel, which indeed is already chal. Those are two very, very different types of hafresh. So it's not just simply a very technical issue. Tchilas lisha, sof lisha. But, as the Ravid explains fundamentally, this is a very different type of afrasha. Step two, since there are two different types of afrasha, one is to be monea, one is to be mafkia, which indeed is the mitzvah afrasha, which is considered to be that which is ideal. Oh, so the Ravid points out the following. The fact that achila sarai is mutter before gemar lisha, so that already indicates that the mitzvah afrasha is to uproot in isser of tevel, not to preempt this Isser Tevel from ever being chal. And therefore, the mitzvah safrasha is not to be mafresh earlier. True, if you're mafresh earlier, this Isser Tevel will not be chal. But nonetheless, the ideal mitzvah safrasha is to wait. Tevel is chal. Ayyadei afrasha. You know what? You have truma, maaser, you have chunim, esukanim, that afrasha is considered to be a matir. We pointed out that this, perhaps, it's not identical, but a basis for another stunning chiddush that the Ravid has, the very end of the Chibur of Kosu Sham, where the Ravid writes that one could have Truma and Maaser without an Isser Tevel at all. In the cases that we've discussed, doing so basada, or doing so before Gemar Lisha, you're dealing with a Heftz which in principle could become Tevel, but you know what? You preempt. You're Mafresh before the Isser Tevel is Chal. When it comes to Chal, you require Lisha. When it comes to typical Peiros, grains, you require processing, Meruach and Rias Pnei Habayis. What about something where there's no Isser Tevel whatsoever? So the Chor, one would have argued there's no Isser Tevel. Who says that there is a Hafrasha when you have a Min where there is no Isser Tevel? So that's the Chiddush of the Ravid. Ad Kedei Kach. You can have Truma and Maaser Midaraisa without the possibility of an Isser Tevel. Not, it's not Chal, without a possibility of. What would that be? Oh, the Ravid Shita when it comes to Trumas Peros. Trumas Peros. Difficulty, that's the lengthy Tosus, Kedushin Abbez Labbez, Rashi and Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, that what exactly is the status of Trumas Peros? A Rashi and Tosus, a Shita is not Midaraisa. Midaraisa, Dagon, Tirosh, Vitzar. Against the Rambam Shita, Aleph Tes, Nochos Trumas, no, Yirakos, only Dindar Abanan, but Trumas Peros is indeed Daraisa. And the Ravid has the stunning split that, you know what? When the Gemara discusses Esrog Shabla Ilam, that indeed is a din daraisa. Does that mean that it's Tevel? No. Tevel only applies to Dogon Tirosh V'Yitzar. But if I'm mafresh Truma from Peros, it is Truma Daraisa, even though that this min, this pri, will never have in Isur Tevel Daraisa. Wow. So the Raibin goes even a step further, not within that which potentially could become Tevel. Even something that is not considered to be Tevel at all, one could understand that there is a chalos, that there is truma and meiser, not at all dependent on in Isur Tevel at all. That no doubt is a stunning chiddush. And here I'll tell you that maybe there's another Raibin, which is the Shitasim. When you look in the Sugi Nedarma Daf Yud Gimel Beis, the very beginning of the second parak, there the Gemara discusses the following. A person wants to go ahead and create an Isser Neder. How exactly do you do that? You know what I'm going to say? Konam like Kikar Zeke Hektish. This is Usser, comparable to an Isser of Hektish. Comparable to an Isser of Hektish. So, the Ran Nedarma Daf Beis, that you know what? Even if I don't say that full sentence, Kehektish, but nonetheless, it's still a neder. It's still a neder. Why exactly is that a neder? Oh, one possibility thereon. You know what? It's chalmidinyad. That's what it means. Every neder, by essence, is an expansion of an Isser Hekdish. When I say konam like kikar zeh, what right do I have to say that this is us? You know, nedarim daf beis, a fundamental difference between a neder as opposed to a shvua. A shvua is an Isser gavra. Neder is an Isser Chefz. That's Mefurish in Gemara. No, that's not Achronim. No, that's Mefurish in Gemara. Beis Mebeis. Neder is an Isser Gavra. Neder is an Isser Chefz. Shvu is an Isser Gavra. No? The Rabban, for example, writes, you can't have a Neder Bekum Vesei. You can't have a Neder Bekum Vesei. I can make a Shvu, I'm going to do something. You can't technically have a Neder, I'm going to do something. Neder is an Isser Chefz. Neder is an Isser Chefz. If there's a chovas hagavra, like a shua, I can make a shua that I will, I can make a shua that I won't. If you're talking about nisr cheftza, that's what a neder is. So the Ramban writes, you never have a neder bekum vesei. Person makes a neder, he's going to do something. That's a shua. Maybe one could argue that, you know what, you can have a neder blush and shua, shua blush and neder, but the starting point is, it's nisr gavra, that's shua. Oh, let's assume, for example, I say, a shvua, that I'm not going to eat matzah. That's a shvua shov. How can you create a choves agav, you're not going to eat matzah, and there's a mitzvah daraisa that you're going to eat. So, a shvua is not chalavat l'sa mitzvah. A neder is chalavat l'sa mitzvah. A person can say, you know what, the sukkah is nesar. I would say the sukkah is hektish. It's hektish. The sukkah is nesar, it's asar. Now I have a problem. You know what? How in the world do I fulfill my mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah when I just said that there's an iser on the sukkah? Yeah, but that's not a direct clash between the hafla and the mitzvah. A shvuah is a direct clash. I will, I won't. You can't say I will if the Torah says don't eat machalas aseros. You can't say I won't if the Torah says that I must. Oh, so a neder is considered to be an iser chetz. And shvuah is considered to be that which is in Isser Gavra. Okay, how do I create an Isser Chefza Gavra? I understand. No? Gavra means I will, I won't. How do you create an Isser Chefza? You know what the answer is? Atfas of Hektish. It's an expansion of an Isser Hektish. I say, this is Usser, like Hektish is Usser. This is Usser, like Hektish is Usser. So that's the model of an Eder. Konam al Kikar Zeh Kehektish. And the Ram, that even if you don't say Kehektish, that's what it means. That's what it means. It's chal midinyad. Okay. Now you fast forward. Oh, that Mishnah. The Ram Daf Yud Gimel. When you do a hatfas, you say, this is usher to me, this kikar like that. Like that has to be a davar hanadur. It can't be a davar asa. It can't be a davar asa. So I can say that this is us like hektish. That's great. Come kikar hektish. Let's assume, for example, I say that this loaf should be usher to me, kinevela. Kinevela. This should be us like Mevela's answer. No, that's not good. Ish ki yidor neder, ad shi yidor bedavar hanadur. Ad shi yidor bedavar hanadur. Wow, a neder has to be an expansion of a davar hanadur and not the davar ha'asa. That's clear. Why exactly is that true? I'll tell you a simple shot, and I'll tell you, a ritva. Now, the simple shot is, I'm creating this issur like I created that issur. No, that's what I'm doing. I'm creating this issur, this kikar zeh, like that. What's like that? Hektish? That's good. I was makdish as chayvetz. Someone was makdish as chayvetz. Hektish is an issur that is tali b'bnei adam, so I understand very well. I can say that, ooh, this is usur, Like Hekdesh, I'm going to say, this is also like Nevela's Aser. Nevela's Aser? What do you mean like Nevela's Aser? No, Nevela's Mushva V'Yomid. Nevela's not an Issa that you yourself created, no? So therefore, Poshev Pshat, that you're making a Neder, and it's an expansion of, the type of Issa that we have instilled, that we have created. Oh, that's Hekdesh. Mashen came when it comes to Dover Asus. That's clear. Ish ki idar neder means achidah b'davar another, not b'davar asa. Ritva has a magnificent beer. Take look at you. Gimel. Ooh, you know why this is true? Because neder is nisr chefza. Ooh. And hekdesh is nisr chefza. Isurei Torah only isurei gavur. Ritva. Ooh. Isurei Torah only isurei gavur. I can't eat nevela. That's nisr gavur. So to say that, you know what, the chetza, this is neser, like what? Like hektish, that's good. Hektish is neser chetza. But I can't go ahead and say that A is also like B, if B, B is only neser gavra. I'll say this is us like chilo Shabbos is us. No, that doesn't create neser chetza. Wow, that's the chiddush of the Ritva Shita. It's not based on simply a neser that I create, as opposed to this which is bame eleha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created? No, but it has to do with the nature of the Isser. Which Yisrei Torah, Yisrei Gavra, which Yisrei Torah, Yisrei Chetza. Fascinating Ritva, Nadramadav. Okay. That's Sugya. Daf Yud Gimel says the following. Let's assume, for example, I say this, that this should be Asser. Kitruma. Like Truma. Mazar, I can eat Truma. You know what? This is Asser, like this is Asser. Like Truma is Asser. Truma is a Dover Asser. Truma is a Dover Asser. And therefore, that's not a good hatvas. Truma is a davar asa. That doesn't meet the requirement of shida or a davar nadar. Why exactly is that true? Why is truma a davar asa? See, you know what the Rambam writes? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, because truma, you created the iser. You created the iser. Truma, the Rambam writes, is eino ba bin nedo bin adava. You can't create an iser. Create an iser truma. You don't create an Isser Truma. What do you mean? Let's say Poshev Shem. You go ahead and you have a Ruach Reim Tzei Havayis. The Chetz is Nesar. The Chetz is Nesar. You know what Hafrash is? Hafrash is an Oser. Hafrash is an Oser. Hafrash is a Matir. Hafrash is a Matir, you know? That's the Tosus writes in Dermot Af Yedveis. Then what do you mean? That when you go ahead and you're a Mafrish, and now you know what? You have Truma, Maiser, Chulim, Sukanim. That's an Oser. The whole cheft is nesa. The cheft is tevel. And when you go ahead and you are mafrish, you are matir. So you want to create an iser. Creating an iser, what? Ayde afrasha. You're not creating an iser ayde afrasha. That's what the Rambam writes. Eino ba bin nedo bin adava. You can create something true without an iser tevel. Make a taste. That you cannot do. You cannot do. And as Tosu says, piv, that your declaration is a truma. That's not an oser. That deed is a matir. So Truma is not called the Davar Nador. Truma is called the Davar Aser. Wow. So guess who's Masag on the Rambam? The Ravid. Of course, no. The Ravid Shita here is, whoa, you know what? You could have Truma without an Isser Tevel. You could have Truma without an Isser Tevel. No? For example, Kodem Gemar Lisha. For example, Kodem Ruach Bnei Abayis. For example, Trumas Peros. You can have Truma without an Isser Tevel, which means that when you go ahead and designate something as Truma, it's not just a Matir. You're not starting with something that is absolutely Aser, and as a result of your Hafrasha, now there's a Heter. No. You can start with something that is absolute Heter, and your Hafrasha is Aser. Whoa. Like opposite, no. So of course, the Ravid is Masi. When the Rambam writes the reason to consider Truma to be a Davar Asa, not a Davar Nadar, is because it's not Bab in Neder, it's not Bab in Adava, you're not creating an Isser from something which is Mutter. Yeah, that's the Rambam Lashita say, and this is the Ravid Lashita say. So the Ravid has to say something else. You know what? That Truma does not meet the bar of Hekdesh. Hekdesh, you know what? Hekdesh. The Chetz is Nesar. It's Kodshim Yisbeach. That's not true when it comes to Truma. It's Mamon Kohen. The Kohen can go ahead and partake of the Truma. The Ishus Kohen can partake of the Truma. The Avadim of the Kohen can partake of Truma. The Behemoth can partake of Truma. Truma is not the type of Iser where I'd say that, you know what, oh, the Heftze is Nesar, and therefore you can utilize Truma as that Fasa to create Nesar of Neder. Oh, that's the Rabbi's Lumbus. But I'll tell you, the Shitase, in that sense, what's wrong with what the Rambam says? That, you know what? What do you mean? It's not an Oser. It's not a Babad Nedra Benedava. It's not the Piv that creates the Iser. If anything, the Frush is Matir. The Frush is Matir. No, that's exactly the Ravid Shita. That's something which is stunning, no? That you can have Truma Daraisi without a fellow Stevel. So you can't just simply say that Truma is not an Oser. No. Sometimes indeed it is. It does Asur Lechetz. You don't need an Isser of Tevel. You're right. When you have an Isser of Tevel, it's true. Yalchul and Misakonim. And now there's a shift from the Isser of Tevel to the Isser of Truma. But I wouldn't say it's because Isser Matir. And therefore the rabbit says, you have to say it's a difference between Mamon Kohen, Kachi Hagul, as opposed to Kachi Mizbeach. Wow. I will tell you, that's another Lishikas. So we started to discuss the following, that what exactly is the Shita Saramba? Where the Rambam writes, you have two windows, before, after, and here in Bikur and Chesbeis, the Rambam says, you know what, I'm okay with you doing it before, I'm okay with you doing it afterwards, and the Ravid screams, that really is not okay. Any of it. So we discuss very, very simply, what is the relationship between Afrasha and Nezina, and is there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah of Afrasha? The Ramban is mufur. Because the Ramban in Shorosh Shebeis writes, you know what? In Sefer HaMitzvos, when it comes to many matnos kahuna, when it comes to certain matnos levia, chalo, truma, maiser, you know what? I'm going to count that twice. Hafrash and Nesina. You see clear, according to the Shita of the Ramban, that there's a mitzvah safrasha independent of Nesina. These are two separate mitzvos. Now, there's a mitzvah Chala Tarimu, to be Mafrish Chala, and there's a Mitzvah Snesina, Titznu, and you have to give it to the Kohen. And these are two different mitzvahs. We pointed out the Rayis that the Ramban brings to demonstrate that these are two different, and the Rambam does not do that. The Rambam has a single Mitzvah of Truma, the Rambam has a single Mitzvah of Maaser. Why exactly is that true? So three possibilities. Either it's a Mitzvah Safrasha, and when one is Mafrish, it's Mamon Kohen, so obviously, if it's Mamon Kohen, you have to make it available to the Kohen. We'll discuss what exactly is the role of Nesina. To what extent is Nesina Mekach HaMemkar? I'm making something available to the Kohen, which belongs to the Kohen. I have something called Tovas Hanah. I can determine which Kohen. I understand. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah Safrasha. And the Melech, of course, there is a Chiyuv Nesina. That is the view of Margani Satav and others. Maybe the opposite is true. The mitzvah is Nesina. Nesina Satruma. The Afrasha is only a Hechsher. Only a Hechsher mitzvah, not a mitzvah. And maybe one could argue, no, this is a very technical issue. There are two Chelkei HaMitzvah. There is Afrasha and Nesina. Everyone agrees to that. But a Machlokes and Minyan HaMitzvahs, do you count that independently or do you count that together? Everyone's going to agree there's Kriya Shema, Avarbis and Shachris, and Achokas, the Ram and the Ramban. Does that occupy one mitzvah and Sefer mitzvahs, or two mitzvahs and Sefer mitzvahs? But they really are not arguing whether there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema or not. Isn't that clear? Clear indeed, that is the case. Oh, so maybe one possibility, that if one should assume, this is an if, that the Ram only has one mitzvah, that's clear. But the reason is because a frush is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah as Nesina. Maybe one could argue if that is the Shita Sarambam. One can understand why the Rambam says, you know what, that the purpose of Hafrash is to have challah in order to fulfill the mitzvah Nesina. So if you can have challah before Lisha, or have challah after Lisha, does it really matter? So you're going to tell me fancy and lumdus. In one case, you're preempting. Another case, no, you're being mafkia. Does any of that matter? If there's a mitzvah, I can suggest the following. The mitzvah is to uproot this riptego. The mitzvah is not to set a certain circumstance where there is no Isser of Tevel, okay? But who says indeed there's considered to be a mitzvah? And that was the question, what is the role of Afrasha and Asina? And we pointed out the Chiddush, no, Tosus is Kashav, Sakhmadef Lamed Beis, where Tosus is bothered when do you assume the principle of Ein Nesina Pachos Mishava Pruta? Tosos writes, you know what? Nesina can be defined in two ways. Giving, payment. If the Torah means to give, there's no halacha of Shava Pruta. But if it means to pay, Tashlumin, Nesinas Tashlumin, is that which is a Shava Pruta? We pointed out the Noda Biyudu, we pointed out, the Tosos read, Kedushin Ches. And wait a second. Maybe the Kasha of Tosos doesn't begin. Maybe the Kasha doesn't begin. In what sense? Oh, I'll tell you simply this, that when it comes, for example, to Titin, that's Nesina. That's Nesina. Nesina has to be a Shava Pruta. Does any Gemara say differently? Yeah, the Sugya Chulin. Now, Chitachas Poteres HaSakri. Chitachas Poteres HaSakri. That's talking about uprooting an Isser of Teva. So, Enochinami. If a person would be mafrish, even Chitachas, that's enough to uproot the Isser Teva, Afrasha, but that's insufficient for Nesina. And the Tosas Rit said, say, great Kiddush, a person is mafrish min atami al atar. You know what? The Afrasha is a good Afrasha. It's Chulin Nesukani. But there'll be a chisaron in the Nesina. You're going to give the coin something which is Truma Temeya, which is Tuna Sreifa. You're not going to fulfill the Chi of Nesina, but yet it is Matir. It's Matir. Oh, so that's the Chiddush of the Tosfos Rit, that indeed there are two dinim. Nesina has a shear, and Afrasha does not. Chidachas Poteres HaSakri. That Lachar would find the face of assuming that it's just a mitzvah Nesina, and the whole purpose of Afrasha is a Hechshir Nesina. No, not true. You will fulfill the Chovas Afrasha with Chitachas, and that is insufficient for the mitzvahs Nesina. Well, so that's very important in terms of that issue. What is the relationship between Afrasha and Nesina? But one possibility, if the Rambam holds there's no mitzvah Afrasha, not surprising that the Rambam is okay with being Mafresh earlier, being Mafresh later. You know, I'm okay with that. You need Gemar Lisha. You need Malisha for what? For the mitzvah of Russia. Who says there is a mitzvah of Russia? Wow. Any other possibility in the Rambam sheet? So there is, right, a stunning comment that the Rambam has in Pirush Mishnayos and Trumas, Peraches Mishnah Gimel, where the Rambam turns everything on its head. The Rambam turns everything on its head. You know? The Rambam has just a couple of lines. So Isha pointed out, look carefully at Rambam, whoa. And I want you to take a look at Mikdash David. The Mikdash David, Simen Nun Vav. Right? Mikdash David highlights this Rambam. This Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, turns everything on its head. Turns everything on its head. Whoa. So, a farmer goes out and harvests. You know what? So, he takes a fruit, his basad, and eats it. I'll start screaming, that's Tevo. That's Tevo. No, that's not Tevo. Tevo requires Miruach. Tevo requires Rias Bnei Abayis. No? Miruach, Rias Bnei Abayis. It's not Tevo. It's not Tevo. So if it's not Tevo, it's, you know, it's Mutter Bachila. It's Mutter Bachila. Once you do Miruach, Rias Bnei Abayis, Biyarti HaKodesh Bnei Abayis, oh, it's Tevo. And now, of course, there's an Isra Achila, don't you dare. And of course, there's a chi of Afrasha. Basada, there is no chi of Afrasha, even though you can be mafresh. And there is no Isra of Tevel. You know what that means, is an Isra of Tevel? That means that achila is mutter. What type of achila? What type of achila? Any achila. Any achila. No, that's not true. Basada, you're only allowed to snack achilas arai. You're not allowed to have achilas keva. Achilas keva, you can just snack. You know what? You're working a field. You're a little bit hungry. You can grab the apple and you can eat it. Achilas, but not achilas kev. You know what the answer is? That's a dinder rabbanon. That's a dinder rabbanon. Achilas kev is forbidden. But mikra hadindaraisa, achila is mutter because it's not tevel. So you didn't yet do meruach reyes ben yabayis. It's not considered to be tevel. Oh, okay. Why exactly is that true? Well, very simply because the Isser of Tevel is only chal once it's processed, once it's dug on, once it's processed. So before processing, it's not Tevel. Afterwards, it is. Oh, I'll give you mashal of Madar. No, maybe even more than a mashma. No, Tosos Gimel and Aleph, Maseches Beitza. No, Och Nefesh is Mishas Lisha Veilech. Lisha Veilech. Lisha is like Koveh, the Shem Ochel. Once you already have Lisha in such a case, that already is considered to be Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh. And what's that drasha to Yerushalmi that Tosos quote out Gimel and Aleph? Because we're smart to miss a matzos. You know what? Matzah has to be matzah shmura. It's flour. Flour is not matzah. Flour is not. Once already you have lisha. Lisha already means it has to be subject to shmira. Lisha already means it's, at the point that, you know what? I would call this ochon nefesh. There's nisur tevel. Hafrasha is necessary. And the commonality in all these cases is because at that point it has a shem ochel, so it requires shmira, it's ochel nefesh, it requires safrasha, and before that it's not tevel. Why is there an isra b'achilas keva? Only a din rabbanan. Only a din rabbanan. We'll let you snack. But me rabbanan, you know what? You're going to sit down and satiate yourself. Do the right thing, process, and be mafresh, then achilas keva is. Okay. Well, what is this revolution of the Rambam? The Rambam seems to say something very, very different. Why is Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis necessary? Why is it necessary? Because without it, it doesn't have a Shem Ochel. It doesn't have a Shem Ochel. You have a raw grain, but you process it, you bring it into your house. The Rambam seems to describe Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis very differently. Very, very differently. The Rambam seems to describe it in the following way, which is like stunning, stunning. You know what? The Isser is Achilas Keva. The Isser is Achilas Keva. How do you define whether something is Achilas Keva or Achilas Arai? How do you define? So, I would say, how much are you eating? How much are you eating? A guy says, I'm snacking, as opposed to having a meal. So, how much are you eating? Right? A generation ago. No? How much pizza are you eating? No? One slice, two slices. You know, one slice is a snack. Yeah. This man is a, sorry, don't assume that. No, I don't assume that. No? When we were growing up, pizza was a snack food. It was 35 cents a slice. So what's wrong with that? Staying 35 cents? Now it's several dollars. Ask any pizza guy. No? Pizza or meals? No? A meal plan. No, pizza's a... No, it's a meal. No? Like, I think that's clearly the role. You know, to quote Shuvas that are, 40 years old about pizza, today knish can be a snack. No? Probably not a meal, but pizza, I would suggest, even one slice. It's something which is a main staple. In any case, now, what's the difference between snacking and having a meal? An amount. Okay. Any other difference? So the Rambam writes like the stunning Kiddush. And you're in the field, you're working in the field, and you eat something. That's called Achilas Arai. Forget how much you eat. That eating on the run, eating in the field, that's called Achilas Arai. Oh, so what's Achilas? Achilas Keva means eat like a mensch. You know what that means? You don't eat the grains with the husks. No? You process, miruach. And you know what? Bring it into your house. Sit down and have a meal. The Rambam describes miruach and riyab nisrabayis as that's the definition of Achilas Keva. That's the definition of Achilas Keva. Why do you require Miruach Rias Pnei Abayis in order to label this as Achilas Keva? In order to label this as Achilas Keva. That's like the stunning Kiddush of the Rambam. We don't really assume that way. We assume that, you need Miruach Rias Bayis because of the Shem Ochel. And up until that time, it's not tevil. And there was Nisra of Achilas Keva. The Rambam says that, no. You know why you need Miruach Rias Pnei Abayis? Kidei lehichoshev Achilas Keva. That's what Achilas Keva is. That's what Achilas Keva is. Wow. In other words, this is the Chiddush Mikdash David suggests, or Soloveitchik suggested this Chiddush. No, it sounds revolutionary. You know what? You go ahead and you harvest your fruit in the field. You go ahead and you have Tchilas Lisha. You ready for this? It's Tevel. It's Tevel Daraisa. It's Tevel Daraisa. What do you mean it's Tevel Daraisa? It's Mutter. It's Mutter Bachila. What do you mean it's Tevel Daraisa? I don't know. You know what the answer is? It's Tevel. But Tevel is only Usser Midaraisa Bachilas Keva. Yeah, something that's not kosher. It's Usser Bachilas Arai. We have Tevel. Tevel Midaraisa is only forbidden Bachilas Keva. Tevel Midaraisa is Mutter Bachilas Arai. So a person goes ahead and he has his peros. You know, he starts harvesting. He doesn't have meruach yet, doesn't have riyaspanava. He says he's positioned in the field. Poshav shat, it's not tevel, and therefore it's always mutter v'achila. And midrabanan, don't engage in achilas keva. The Rambam, everything on its head. You harvest, it's tevel daraisa. But tevel daraisa is only oser v'achilas keva. And since you're in the field, and since the grains are not processed yet, that's not called achilas keva. That's not called achilas keva. When do you call it achilas keva? When you have meruach, meruach me'abayis. But meruach me'abayis is not essential in order to define the shem tevel, but rather just simply to be koveya, what is considered to be achilas keva, as opposed to achilas arai. What happens if I'm in the field, and I'm really starving, and I really eat a lot, and a lot, and a lot? You know what the answer is? Midaraisa. That's still called achilas arai. To eat something that's not processed, and to eat something in the field as opposed to Ries Pnei Abayis, it is still considered to be Al Pidin Achilas Arai. Achilas Arai. Wow. That turns everything on its head. You know, Soloveitchik pointed out, you know, the fact that, oh, this is Aser B'Achilas Keva, but it's Mutter B'Achilas Arai. Let's assume Poshub Shah. It's not Tevel. But it's also Bachila. Where did the Chachamim get that from? No? We always assume, no? Koma the Tikkun Rabbanim came Daraisa Tikkun, no? The Chachamim go ahead and create an Isser. It's an expansion of something which is Daraisa. That sounds so strange, no? And like, is there such a model Daraisa? Is there such a model Daraisa? You know what? You'll ask me, can I eat Nevela? And I'll say, you know what? A little bit, but not a lot. No? Can you eat Chela? A little bit, but not a lot. No? Look, where do you find such a thing? It's Nesar, but you know what? Okay, but it sounds so strange that an Achilas Arai is Mutter and Achilas Keves. Where did the Chachamim get this from? You know what you gain according to the Rambam's Biur? Where did the Chachamim get this from? This is a Dindaraisa. This is a Dindaraisa. You know what the Chachamim did? They didn't create anything Yeshmiayin. The Chachamim just a small shift. The Dindaraisa is that Tevel is Mutter b'Achilas Arai. That's the Din D'Araisa. How do you define Achilas Arai as opposed to Achilas Keva? You know what the Din D'Araisa is? Achilas Keva requires Meruach and Ries Me'abayis. You know what the Din D'Rabbanan is? Just a small adjustment. A small adjustment. Even without Meruach, and even without Ries Me'abayis, if you're having a huge amount, Midraban, we're going to call that Achilas Keva. Yeah, you know what the Chachamim did? They just notched up slightly. The Yisod is a Din D'Araisa. Midaraisa, the Tevel, is only Oser B'Achilas Keva. But whereas the definition of Achilas Keva Midaraisa is La'achra Miruach Rias Ben Yabais, Midram Nachomim added a little bit. Namely, that, come on, if you really are eating so much, even if it's not processed, and even if it's in the field, we're going to call that Midrabanan Achilas Keva. But it's mamish kein daraisa. All they're doing is a slight modification, right? A slight enhancement of the hagdara, which is daraisa. Wow. So that's something which is stunning, no? Wow. This is Tevel Schalmiyad. But tevel is only osir. Wow. Achilas keva. Achilas keva midaraisa means b'chetz lachar mirach miyas b'nevayis. And midrabanan, if there's an achilas agavra, which is significant, keva as opposed to arai, that also is considered to be osir. Manish kein daraisa. Whoa. That's that Rambam, the Shtavim, that's the Rav Soloveitchik's Biur. So it's worth coming to hear that, but does that have anything at all to do with us? Yeah, that's it. No, that's it. Okay, that's pretty cool, no? That's the Biur. The Rambam writes, you know, you can be Mafrish before or you're Mafrish afterwards. So the Rive is like really upset. What in the world? These are two different types of hafrash. This your tevel is not yet chal. And when you're mafresh later, you're uprooting the sur tevel. When you're mafresh before, you're preempting the sur tevel. It's like doing a bris mila on day 8 and doing a bris mila on day 7. No? Day 8 is a mitzvah bris mila. Day 7 means you don't have an arla. Those are equal. Of course, ein yafel asos kein. So why does the Rambam feel yafal asos kein? So one possibility is as follows. Oh, because the Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah safrash. Hafrash is only extra mitzvah. Last year, beginning of the year. According to this Mahalach, Amaliyah, it's tevel miyad. There are two different types of hafrash. One which prevents the sertev of being chal. Another which is mafki the sertev. It's tevel miyad. What do you mean? It's mutter b'achilas arai. Yeah, tevel is mutter b'achilas arai. Meiruach and riyas ben abayis are dinim in achilas kevin achilas arai. Not in tevel. So if the rival will say, you're better off being mafresh in a way that you uproot this sort of tevel as opposed to, the Ram will say, even when you're mafresh after tchilas lisha, you're uprooting this sort of tevel. Oh, what was the rival? If that's right, why is achilas arai mutter? That was the guy of Karvitz Kasha. No, the answer is because tevel is mutter achilas arai, and that's why you need meruach and riyas b'nevayis, not as lach and chefze, but rather in the dine achila. That's mamish kein daraisa. If you hold that this is the biur of the Rambam, what the Rambam seems to say in Pirush Mishnayos and Shumas Chasgimel. Whoa! So therefore, you understand the Rambam beautifully. Preference? What preference? When your mafresh is at an earlier stage, the hafrasha uproots the sur tevel. Because b'cheftz it is tevel. Are you allowed to eat? Yeah, because that type of eating is considered to be that which is achilas arai. That's a pretty heavy issue, no? Oh, so that could be an incredible, incredible biur of indeed the Rambam shita. Well, here I'll tell you the following. Now, take a look at the Tosus. Tosus has another fundamental issue here. That, the Gemara says the following, when it comes to Chalas Chutz Laretz, then what do you mean? Shmuel says, Chalas Chutz Laretz, Ocho v'holeich v'achar kach mafresh. Ocho v'holeich v'achar kach mafresh. So what exactly does that mean? So a pretty fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosos, no? Rashi and Tosos, our Tosos here at length. So you know what? We have this, and this is Chalas Chutz Laretz. And I can't be mafresh. This is an isa which is mer of yantif. But you know, very simply, I'll eat and I'll leave over. And guess what? After yantif is over, then I'll do. What, you're really allowed to do so? Yeah. Chalas chutz laretz olcha v'holech v'achar kach mafresh. Rashi describes it as follows. You know what? So this is what you do on yantif. Now you have a whole isa. So take off the challah. Okay. Don't be koreshim challah. Don't say that this is challah. No, you're not allowed to. You might be a trumas and maestros and challah on yantif. No, with that Rambam. No. Tikkun mana, mekka chumemka. You're not allowed to do that. Oh, so you know what? Let's wait. You make Abdullah. After Abdullah is over, you'll say, hareza challah. Now it's challah. You'll declare indeed that that's challah. So take off. Achakach mafresh. Now, take off the shir challah and be koreshim lachar yantif. Okay. Wow. Tosa says, no, of course not. Tosa says that, what do you mean there is halacha? When a person is mafresh, the pasuk refers to challah as reishis. which means when it comes to a hafrasha, you're mafresh this from that, this from that. You take a whole, and this is challah, and this is chulin mesukanin. You know what that means? You need shiareha nikarim, shiareha nikarim. That means you need this and that. This is challah, and that is chulin mesukanin. And that is chulin mesukanin. So Tosa says, when you're going to do the hafrasha, what's a typical hafrasha? I'm mafresh right now during the week. This is challah, and now this is chulin mesukanin. You can't be mafresh challah on yantif. This was an isame erev yantif. So you know what you do? Take off a big chunk, set that aside, and after yantif, be mafresh. After yantif, be mafresh. From that big chunk, take challah, and now you have challah and chulin mesukanin. You already ate part of it. That's the allowance of Shmuel Chalas Chutz Laretz. The Maisa Hafrasha has to be separating Chala from the Chulim Isukanim. Once indeed that's done, that's going to cover the Chala that was already eaten. But the Maisa Hafrasha has to be Hafrasha which separates Chala Min Ha'isa. Chala Min Ha'isa. No? Wow. So Tosa says, the way Rashi describes it, that really cannot be. You know, let's assume, for example, Ha'osek kol isaso chala. I'm going to be a very generous guy. You know, I'm going to give everything to the Kohen. You know, I say to everything, Harei zechala. That's inoklum. Hafrasha schala has to be this and that. This and that. No? So Tosa nishar me'okusukanim. Acher kach mafresh means, set aside a chunk. And now, anosei yanta, be mafresh from that chunk that you set aside. This is challah, this is chulin. That is necessary, necessary. Sharemis, that's a huge machlokes, Rashi and Tosis. No? Tosis assumes very, very simply, the halacha of reishis, the halacha of shereni karim, is halacha in maisa hafrasha. In the maisa hafrasha. How are you mafresh? How are you mafresh? The act of hafrasha has to be that, literally, that separates Chala min ha'isa. Chala min ha'isa. You know what Rosh Hashita is? Of course, Ha'osa kol isasa chala inoklum. But the lach of reishis, lach of shem v'zakar, is not a lach in my safrash. It's a lach in the chalo safrash. In the chalo safrash. And what say yomtif when you designate, you just simply say, harei zachala. Guess what? The harei zachala is matir, the balance of the isa. That's not kol isasa chala. Kol isasa chala means that there's only chala and there's no chulin esukanin. The chiddush of chalas chutz laretz is olcha v'oleich, but that achila now is the chulin esukanin. What do you mean b'shas hafrasha? That was not true. That's pashut pshat Rashi shita that indeed was not at all necessary. Not at all necessary. No, wow. That's a pretty important machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. That halacha that chala requires shira misukanim. No, shira nikarim, reishis. Tosfos says that's true b'sas hafrasha. It's similar to halacha of minamukaf. Minamukaf means that, you know what, don't say that I'm afresh chala, and this chala covers the balance which is 10 miles away. No, minamukaf means you have a single hole in your mafresh from that b'sas hafrasha. That's the chiddush of Tosu Sushita. And Rashi assumes that no, as long as there was a chalos heter, that's true. Ha'osef kol yisasa chalo, there's no chalos heter. Everything is chalo. But here, of course, there's a chalos heter. The heter wasn't that which was already subject to the achila. When you look at the end of Tosu, and Tosu discusses the case of matzah. There's something not so simple with what Tosu says. Tosu says the following, that you know what? You have case, for example, right, of matzah, Erev Pesach, shachach lo hifrish. So, you know what? You know what you have to do? That go ahead and take off from each and every one of what you have. Why is that true? Because they're the gibel. The Issa was not made as one. If the Issa is made as one, you can be mafresh. But here, if you're talking about that where there was a separate isa, a separate small dough for every matzah. And all of a sudden the person was not mafresh. Oh, so Tulsa says the following, that, you know, sarach lishar mikolachas yachas, you go ahead and you designate from each one. Oh, and then Tulsa says you can have a tziruf sal. You put all of them together. And, whoo, and now you can go ahead and be mafresh. Now you can go ahead and be mafresh. Tosus introduces that case of, oh, the tziruf sal. The great chiddush of Tosus is as follows. Now, of course, there's halach of tziruf sal. If you go bake matzahs, now they're under the gun. The clock is ticking, no? Especially in Erev Pesach, where they're making like one matzah at a time, no? The clock is ticking. So you know what they'll do? They'll go ahead and, they won't be mafresh challah yet. They'll go ahead and get everything to after it's baked. They'll put it in a bin. That's a tziruf sal, and then they'll be mafresh. That's true. You're mafresh in a tziruf sal. I understand. What is the hafrasha chal? The hafrasha is chal on everything in the sal. No? Everything in the sal. Tosa seems to be describing something a little bit different, you know? Tosa says you have individual matzahs. You know, so take a little bit from each one, and now do a tziruf sal and be mafresh. That sounds astounding, no? In other words, your mafresh ayyadei tziruf, sound that tziruf includes something that was never subject to tziruf. See, if you're starting out with an isa, it's a single unit, I understand. But here, Tosus describes you're dealing with something where the gibel was done b'fnei atzmo, but you have a tziruf sal that unites them, and Tosus says that the tziruf sal is going to work even covering that which is not betoch hasal. If you take a look at Archaim, the Yad Ephraim, Shulchan Aruch, your eyes, this is a tzarechim gadol of Tosus. How does a tziruf sal can work that which you have is combined as a single unit? Poshim Shah Artosis of Ochav Alech is talking about you take the remnants, and the remnants are placed in a sal, and then you're mafresh. How is that created tziruf for the balance of that which was never included in the sal? That's not simple. No, that's what the Yad Ephraim writes, this end of Tosus is Sarachim, unless it's talking about the following. Unless it's talking about a case where each one was done b'fnei atzmo, and there was never a shir of chal. There was never a shir of chal. In which case, the remnants were never subject to chal. But Elamai Tosus says, you know what the practice is? If you have remnants of, and you have a tzir of sal, now you can create the chiyuv of chala, and now you can be mafresh. You're not being mafresh on that which is not betol chasal, that was all pachus mikashir. You're being mafresh on a shir now, but that's not because of ochav olech, no? That's because there was no chiyuv chala up until now, and all of a sudden now there's a chiyuv of chala. So realize that in the Tosus, if you take the Tosus literally, it sounds like a case of a full tziruf sal, but no doubt that's a chiddush of including that which was never included in. Okay. That's an important Tosus, these aspects of the Din Yisrael. Okay. Let's just start. We'll have to finish with we'll do this again tomorrow, but just to start. Ooh. Gemara has a fundamental issue when it comes to Marisai. Now, here, okay, we're going to have to see that our first Mishnah, Beishamai, is Lakula. And all of a sudden, starting the test, Afyur, all the next Mishnah is, it's the opposite, Beisil is Lakula, Beishamai is Lachumra. We're going to have to see how to work that out exactly. But one of the cases of my focus, Beisham, is exactly this point, that you know what? Halachas Hasulam. Is a person allowed to go ahead and to take this ladder and to move it from coop to coop, mishovach to shovach? So Beishamai says, don't you dare. And Beisilel is Mekel. Beisilel indeed is Mati. And the Gemara has two Lashonos. Now, what exactly is the case? Where is this Ulam? Oh. So the first Lashon of the Gemara, of Chanan Barami, is the following. Machlokis is Bishus Arabi. What's the fear? Beishamai says, you're walking around publicly carrying a ladder. What do you mean? That Haroa Omer Latia Gagu Vitzarech. It looks like you're doing construction on Yantiv. This is a Maris Ayin of Bone. Enochinam, you're doing it for a purpose of Ochonefesh. Yeah, but you're walking around publicly with this ladder. You know what? It looks like you're trying to repair your roof. And Beislo says, no, that's not true. Shovcho Mochiach Alav, the circumstance dictates that it does not have that impression whatsoever. Oh, so this is Bershus Arab. If it's Bershus Ayachid, everybody agrees it's Mutter. Everybody agrees it's Mutter. Oh, so what do you see according to the Shita of Bishamai? Bishamai says when it comes to Marisayin, be careful not to do so Bershus Arabin, but it's Mutter, Bershus Ayachid. No? So, Holacha Sasulam, Bershus Arabin, no, Bershus Ayachid, yes. Beisilo says it's always Mutter. But you see, according to Beis Shammai, even if it is a problem of Marisayin, that means avoid it publicly, but privately it's okay. Who? Lishna Basra of the Gemara. No. Rishus HaRabim. Everyone agrees it's us. Because Haro Omer. When Beis Hillel says it's Mutter, that was only Rishus HaYachid. Ooh. So Beis Hillel is the one who distinguishes between Rishus HaRabim as opposed to Rishus HaYachid. So either Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai is arguing there is something here that should be us Mishum Marisayin. Oh, but you know what? That it's limited. It's limited to public, private. Who is that Bala Memra? Oh, according to the Shnakama, that's Beis Shammai. According to the Shnabasa, that's considered the Shita Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says that's difficult. Because Rabbi Rav says the following, what do you mean? Kol Malkom Shasar Chamei Marisayin. Afilu Bechadre Chadar Masar. When something is Asar, it's Asar. You can tell me it's not Marisayin. Okay. But if it is, it's categorically yes. So the Gemara says, not so simple. That also is a fundamental machlokes. You're walking and it's pouring, and all of a sudden, you know what? You're drenched. So am I allowed to go ahead and take my wet clothes and put it on the line? Oh, so you know what? The Tanakhama says that you can do so, but lo keneged ha'am. Do so privately. But you cannot do it in a place where people will see that all of a sudden you're taking wet clothing and putting it on the clothesline. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, of course not. That seems to be the machlokas denying whether indeed something that could be subject to Marisayin is something that's categorically aser, or do I say in public, no, but in private, yes. Okay. What exactly is driving this iser of Marisayin? What exactly is the fear? What exactly is the fear? So Rashi writes very simply. You're walking around with a ladder. You know what? A person sees that. You know what he's going to say? That guy, Hareyu Osam Alachal Yantiv. Osam, this guy. He's being Mechal Yantiv. You know what I would call that? Chshad. The reason that Marisayin is considered to be Asur is Mishum. Chshad. Because after all that, you're walking around, and there's an appearance that you're doing a davar asr. So you know what? That's terrible. So you'll ask me, who in the world cares? Why I have to be so concerned about what he thinks? You know what the answer is? Absolutely yes. That's a Mishnah in Shkalim. No? And the Mishnah calls Psukim. No? You're the one whose job is to go ahead and to take the funds from the Trumas Alishka. You know what? A Mishnah in Shkalim, Gimel Beis. Ein hatorim nichnas lo bepar b'chofus. You know what? You're going to go in order to take the funds, and you know what you're wearing? You're wearing like the shoplifter's coat. No? You walk into a store, you're wearing a coat that has 100 pockets. No? 100 pockets. You know why? No? You know, you're walking in, right, in order to go in and take the funds of Hekdesh, and you're wearing this big coat. You know what he was going to say? Of course, because he's going to pocket everything. So the Mishnah says, so let them think whatever they want. No, that's the Mishnah. Tzarech lotzei sidei habrios, kederach shetzarech lotzei sidei hamakom. Just like you have to be concerned in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be concerned in the eyes of your fellow man. Where do you see that that's true? The Bimber Lame Beis. V'yisim nikim eshami Yisrael. It's not enough to be naki b'dei shemayim. You have to be naki b'yad habrios as well. And I can't just simply say that's his problem. No, you have to be concerned. And the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk in Mishnah, no, you have to be concerned. Yeah? So doing something that has the perception of Avera, that cannot be. That cannot be. Right? That's what Rashi writes in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud-Beis Amud Aleph. You know what's driving Marisayim? A person who sees Choshto Bidvar Avera. That's what Rashi says in our Sugya. Are you Osam Lacha? Osam Lacha Biyante. So I'll tell you the following Chiddush. That's half of Marisayim. That's half of Marisayim. But there's another half of Marisayim, you know? That's the Sugya in Krisos Chaf Aleph. That's the Sugya in Chulin Daf Mem Aleph. Where, no, Rashi writes quite the opposite, it sounds like, no? A person has fish brine, dam dun. It's not usur. That's not part of the isur of dam. That's not part of the isur of dam, that red substance that oozes. Oh, so you know what the guy does? He goes in and takes out all that red juice from the fish, and he puts it in a cup. You know, and he's going to drink it. Dam dagim shekinsu. Kinsu means kinsu b'kli. That's asur. Why? Because michlaf b'dam behema. You're drinking fish blood. Yeah, but, you know, it looks as though this is real dam. It looks like the person who shows the dam. And therefore what? So here Rashi writes the finish. Now, v'haroa omer. You know what the person's going to say? Mutr lechol dam. Mutu lechoda. Whoa. Mutu lechoda. And that's what Rashi writes in Chulin and Daf Mem Aleph as well. No? A person is shochei chulin l'shem ola. L'shem ola. Technically, if I'm shochei l'shem ola, that's not a hakdasha. It remains a shchitas chulin. But a chiddush, the Mishnah says, if you're shochei l'shem ola, shchitas upsul. Why exactly is that true? Rashi explains. Because haroa omer, a person who will see this will think that that's kodshim. That's kodshim. And that means you're being shochei kodshim b'chutz. And therefore, Rashi says that, you know what? Haro Omer, guess what? That Kodshim B'chutz Mutarim. That's quite the opposite. You see a person is doing something. You know what? There are two possible responses. No? One is, I'm going to be choshei that it's an Isser. And that's inappropriate. That's a breach of Peace and Akim. I can't put myself in such a compromised situation. You know what the flip side is? I see a person is doing something. What? I'm going to say he's a Rasha. He's a Tzadik Gamor. And therefore, if he's doing it, it must be Mutter. And I'm going to go ahead and do that. If he's doing it, I'm doing it. Oh, he did it like this. And I'm doing it like that. He's drinking Dam Dagim, but it has the perception of Dam. So I'm going to assume, you know what? That's okay. Wow. So Maris Ayin is driven by two very different considerations. One is that the bystander is going to assume that it's Aser, and the other is the bystander is going to assume that it's Mutter. Rav Soloveitchik gave the following Hagdar, that the two halves to Maris Ayin. One is an Isra of Lashon Hara, and one is an Isra of Lifnei Iver. You know what Lashon Hara means? I'm going to assume that's obviously Aser. This guy carrying a ladder is doing Lacha. And you know what? So you're putting yourself in a compromised situation. Or Soloveitchik referred to the story of the Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim was sitting next to someone on a train, and they're heading to Raden, so the person didn't recognize the Chafetz Chaim, right? And he said, you're going to Raden? Do you know the Chafetz Chaim? He's such an Adam Gadol. The Chafetz Chaim was Mamayit in his cover. So the person got very angry. And how can you be mabazel the Chafetz Chaim? You know, why are you minimizing who he? He didn't realize he was speaking to the Chafetz Chaim. You know? And later he found out that neighbor was the Chafetz Chaim. But the Chafetz Chaim there, he writes that, you know what? There's an Isser of Lashon Hara regarding yourself as well. Right? If you put yourself in a compromised situation, it also is considered that which is us. Now, not just to tell Lashon Hara about somebody else, but to put yourself. So if Soloveitchik responded, you thought that's clearly part of this Isser of Marisayim. That's part of this Serve Maya Sayin. You're putting yourself in a compromised situation where a person is going to think less of you. So you're going to say, so who cares? No. That's part of Issa Nikiyim. That's part of Issa Nikiyim. Part of what's driving the Isser of Marisayin is that a person will be choshev you, and I'll say, who cares? Let him think what he wants to. I only have to answer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, Issa Nikiyim. And the second half of Marisayin is Lifneiver, meaning I'm doing something that technically is mutter because I did it this way. But it has the appearance of something which is aser. And this guy is going to assume, look, I know my stuff. I'm a tzaddik. I'm a chassid. And he'll do it. So guess what? As a result of what you did, you're machshil im bosavera. That's called lifneiver. That's called lifneiver. So two different hagdaros of an iser of marisayin. So that's why Rashi writes in some sugyas, the response is going to be what the person is doing is absolutely aser. And he's a balavera. And sometimes the response is, no, what the person is doing, I'm going to assume is absolutely mutter, and I'm going to mimic that, but as a result of what I did, he's violating an iser now. I have to cover the perception as well. So that's something which is very, these may not be identical. No? Technically, Chazal often referred to the first one as chshad. No, you have a house with many entryways, put a menorah at each Pesach, in each Pesach. Because someone's going to be choshed you that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It's not that I'm going to see a person's house and I'm going to see that, guess what? There's no menorah. So I guess there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is only Zman Shemesh Mikdash Kayim. No. I know there's a mitzvah of Chanukah. And if I see he has a doorway without a Ner Chanukah, I'm going to be choshed that he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem. No, that's chshad. The Gemara calls that chshad. That's our Gemara. No, not that I'm going to derive it's mutter to do malacha. I'm going to say this guy carrying the ladder is an abal avera. And sometimes you have the other halves. This we'll have to see, the different hagdaras of Marisayim. And when you apply this principle of chadre chadarin. So take a look carefully. The Tosfos Ksuvos and the Samach, and take a look at the Ranan Arsugya, the Talbeis, Daf Yarif, right? What exactly are the hagdaras of the Isser? And when we assume that something is asri from the chadre chadarin. Thank you.